Could you put a garden for next one?
And again, I've reported on that in an email. And if you recall, I did a structural surveyor to do it. I said that I thought a figure of £700 was far too much, and I wanted you to react to that. It seems to me, quite frankly, that the solution for the Jubilee Garden is to get a stonemason to take it apart and improve it. Because I don't think the structural engineer is going to say much more than that. But why pay £700 for it?
Okay, great.
Yes, I agree. And I jump in there then and say, can again, then we get a quote from stonemasons. I'm not sure how many there
are. You can't build it as it is. You can't
prepare
it as it is, but all the inside's got to be taken out. Yeah. You can't see what the inside's like.
Yes, but
and stonemason isn't going to dig out trees and...
No, but when I originally brought this to council, it was with a view to somebody with the knowledge or expertise able to advise on what does need doing, because we don't want to go... I mean, I know the inside's got to come out because we need to completely redo that anyway. But you know, to what extent does the wall need, and what sort of cost is it going to be? And that's why I wanted some sort of survey. But I don't mind where it comes from. I don't see how we can decide what we're going to do with it until somebody in the know says that's what you need to do, or this is who you need to get in to do it, and this is how much it's going to cost.
Okay, I agree.
I did suggest, when we talked about it last time, that the guy who fixed my stone wall could come have a look at it and tell us what we need to do. All right, you know, and get an idea.
So how about this as a compromise in the short, as a starting step? Because quite often, the people who come to do these quotes will give you some idea about what you need to do. If they're in disagreement, then we can pay the £700 and have it surveyed, or if they feel that it needs to be surveyed, then we can do that. Why don't we see, why don't we get three quotes, including one from...
Well, he did, no, Joe's gone, he did Joe's wall, he's done my wall, and he did Maggie's wall, they got knocked down by the car, and we got that.
What do we feel?
And also, they're actually pondering on Councillor Shepherd's comments about it's all got to be cleared out, which we sort of know, but we were waiting to know what we had to do with the wall. Maybe being at the time of year we're at now as well would be a good time to clear it all out, but how you go about that, I've got no idea.
We haven't budgeted.
Councillor Shepherd,
Councillor
Getty had his hand up.
Frankly, my opinion is this talk of getting a survey before we do anything is ridiculous. Because if we clear it out and the roots that may be in there, the large trees that are in there, you could spend £700 a survey, so that wall's fine, and then drag the trees out to break the wall, and then the wall isn't fine. What we need to do is decide what we want to do with it in terms of dragging out wherever it is, the trees, then do it, and then see what state the wall is in, and then fix it. Because otherwise, we're going to spend money on a wall that may be good, but not good after we've done the work.
So what? We want to remove everything that's in there.
Is that the, I don't know, is that the decision? I know that the Queen's Jubilee was a big driving factor doing whatever it is to that area. But I'm not sure whether that's the priority now. Are the villagers knocking on our door saying that the biggest eyesore in this city is let's get rid of it?
No, I think
it's just
more
something that's something that's been said.
The concerns have been raised about the safety of the wall.
So the wall is breaking. Yeah.
So yeah. Because it was covered in ivy, which Councillor Shepherd started.
So it's a safety issue.
Yeah.
So that's how it started on, as a safety issue. But on reflection and hearing what others have said, I think I now agree. Let's empty it out, however we go about that, and then see what we're left with. And as you say, we'll probably have a clearer, as Councillor Shepherd clear idea of what needs doing. As a budget, that will come out of the coronation or maintenance fund that we will set up.
The fundamental cost will be getting the roots out. If we're saying we need it watered or roots and everything, it's a massive job, it'll probably cause damage. But that's the biggest deciding factor in terms of cost. If you want a blank sheet,
so
it's a big job.
Let's move forward then from here, with the first job being to empty in as best a way as we can. It seems like, do you two have knowledge of people who might do like gardeners?
Kern Landscapes.
Kern Landscapes, that's a good one. Anybody else know of any? Graham, do you know of any people who might do that kind of work? Because just, if we can come up with names, then it helps Bruce really.
Yeah, I do. We've just had someone shop swirl our trees down.
Perhaps you can get the name.
Landscapes though, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But I'll look it up.
If you could, and Hugh the same, if you know of anybody who might be.
I don't, but that's, when we clear it out, we can get another guy who is mine.
Okay.
So can I just ask, what is the brief? The brief is completely empty, that particular garden area.
Roots and all.
That's the first stage. If that, I don't think that will get done within the month, but can we all agree to that, please? Hands?
I would say don't do it,
Joe?
Yes.
Thank you. And then if we get it cleared in this month, then we'll have hands again. Or do we want to give hands again around getting quotes from people to fix the wall? Should we do that?
No, I think we go one step at a time, because it's not going to get done. It's not going to get.
I was being optimistic.
Yeah.
They can't have dew spurs coming in the winter.
Okay, no, that's fine, that's cool. So that's Jubilee Garden. What was the other one, Councillor Shepherd?
Neighbourhood plan return